Hello, another update from Caroline here about my work with the Birmingham promoters. This is all part of my MA online journalism course, where I have to work almost as a consultant to another company. I'm coming into the company to set up a blog to help promote what they do and sell more tickets. They already have a certain amount of online presence with the social networking sites and a great website. The blog was, well, it had nothing on it at all, so that's what I'm going to come in and just put content. What I'm hoping to do is promote the blog through the social networking sites they have. Now, recently I had quite an interesting debate on Twitter about auto-posting. Yay or nay, should you have your blog automatically pushing out its headlines onto your social networking sites? Some people dead against it. Some people hate the fact that it's automated and impersonal, and some believe it doesn't spark a conversation. There's also the concern about spamming. If you do it too often, people will get turned off by it. And if you put automatic feeds into a sort of a conversation account, one that you use for chatting, people can get a bit upset about that. What I've decided is that I will auto-post from the blog, but I'm going to be very careful that I, one, don't do it too often, so I won't be bombarding you with posts. I'll make sure that I only post the headline of the blog, not the first line. Sometimes that goes into Twitter, means it can't be then retweeted, so I'm going to keep it very short and also very conversational. The headlines, the blog titles will hopefully be conversation sparkers, you know, kind of light-hearted, chatty style of lines. So that's my plan. So Twitter's easy, MySpace is easy. You just link it up because I'm using ping.fm, which is a great little forwarding site. The only problem is my old foe Facebook. Now, Facebook seems to be very complicated for unnecessary reasons. The Birmingham promoters already had a Facebook group, which unfortunately won't work with ping.fm. So I've brought in, well, I will be bringing in the RSS graffiti application for Facebook, which takes an RSS feed and pushes it to whatever part of Facebook you want, whether it's a group, a page, your personal site, whatever. So my plan is to use RSS graffiti to take an RSS feed from the blog and push it onto the group's page. Slight problem is, working as a consultant for a company on a short-term basis is when you're setting up things like accounts and that you should really use their email address, not your own. Otherwise, you'll have to switch it all over when you leave. So there is a slight problem me not being based in the office. So I'm having to ask them to remotely set things up. And I'm going to pop in later on and tidy all the things up. Final thing is the Flickr feed, which I want to do. We want to do a specific feed for each gig so the photographers can upload the pictures. They're using a basic WordPress site, one of the ones that doesn't necessarily have all the widgets and whizzes and gadgets, and it doesn't have columns on the sidebars. So I'm going to, I think, embed a Flickr slideshow for each gig onto the page so it does it automatically. So fingers crossed, that will work. That's my update for today.